Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. It's a lovely day. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another Monday, blessed morning. I have so much to talk about today. So much has been going on this past week. It's just been crazy. Shout out to everybody up north that's been going through these snow days. Oh, my goodness. Like New York, Philly, North Carolina, Virginia, you guys been getting hit so bad. Shout out to y'all shoveling and dealing with that snow and depressing because there's a lot of people that have been snowbound And it's just, you know, it's just been, it gets depressing when you're locked up inside a house and you can't do like your regular routine, or you, you know, your money's being stopped due to Mother Nature. So shout out to you guys for holding on. President's Day today. Some people are not in school, and others, my children, had to go to school today. So shout out to President Obama and all the founding, you know, presidents prior to him and all those that will be after him. You're tuning in. You call me, 347-826-7722. Don't hesitate to say good morning to me. I want to give an early birthday shout-out to my mom. My mom's birthday will be tomorrow. And my homegirl, Liza Rios, also will be celebrating tomorrow, along with Dr. Dre and Mari. So Mari Martinez. So, you know, shout-out to everybody that's about to celebrate a birthday. And shout-out to Liz that celebrated yesterday, and Will, and all those Aquarius. Shout-out to all the Aquarius. But come Wednesday the 19th, you know, we kick it off with that Pisces power. So I kick it off, which is my birthday on Wednesday. Yay, yay. You know, the anniversary of my born day, which I'm very excited about. I'm always excited about my my born day. Those that know me, you know, very well know I take that day serious. That day is just about me. You know, I think to me, through the whole year long, I'm very, you know, I'm not selfish. I'm very helpful to everyone. You know, I come to the aid of everyone, and I do it because that's just my passion. But for my birthday, my actual born day, I'm very greedy with my day. So it's just about what I want to do, what I feel like doing. But if I don't feel like doing anything, you know, I just want to be able to have that choice, you know, on my born day. I've always been that way about it. I do my own party. I celebrate. Even if it's alone, it don't matter. Last year, I was in early in the morning. I went to the beach. I went shopping. I did my nails. Like, I just did, you know, myself. And I was content and very happy with that. So, and I was, you know, basking in the sun and not dealing with that snow. So that's a blessing in itself. I'm going to go into, you know, some music. I'm going to go into this wake-up song for some people that are still sleeping. I'm going to give them a chance to catch up, and I'll come back and, you know, speak about all the things that I want to speak about. I'm excited. It's a lot of...
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 I tried carrying the weight of the world, get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Friends in the eye with crack the code.
We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And we're here another Monday. Salute to all my queen sisters out there doing their thing. Everybody that's on the check-in, I see you on Facebook. I see you on Instagram, all the social networks. Don't forget to follow us, Emma E2K. Follow Lush Radio Online through all the social networks. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. Go to google.com and just punch in Emma E2K. Put in Lush Radio Online, and you'll definitely, you know, find us, all our business. You know, it's a scary thing. That's how the stalkers find me, but, you know, security. I got my security. Yeah, I better watch it. Shout out to all those rough times right now. I mean, you know, every day we all go through it. But I definitely want to send out my prayers to Amanda that's fighting for her life. Last week, her boyfriend, you know, thought or was trying to take it upon himself to remove her from this world. But she's still fighting. And Amanda, we have you in our prayers and our thoughts, and we're praying for strength for her family as they sit vigil by her bedside. And we wish her nothing but positive vibes and good vibrations. Amanda, get well soon. You know, we're praying for you. We're praying for you to pull through. You know, and on that note, I want to give a rest in peace to the women that we lost today, the several women that we lost today. Every, I think it's about every 4 minutes we lose a woman to domestic violence. So that's very serious. I take that very serious as a person that's an advocate for the women's movement. You know, I just think that it's terrible. You know, we need to stop the violence. We definitely need to stop the violence against the queens, against women, against people, period, but more so against women. You know, this epidemic that men feel that they're so superior and they try to dominate the woman physically, you know. It's just a horrible way to communicate. When you love someone, you know, they're not your property. When you love someone, you love them, even if it's from a distance. You know, you allow that person space to be themselves and to do, you know, what they want. Of course, if you feel disrespected by anything that this person may be doing to you, then maybe it's time to walk away. But, you know, even with your own children, you put your hands on them, you're going to jail, you know, or you're going to die as well. You know, is it really worth it? At the end of the day, really think about it. It's not worth it. Gentlemen, we have to love our women more. We have to love our queens more. You know, this just has to be a level of communication where we're able to speak and, you know, not use our hands. This is the reason why there's so many single mothers and so many single women out there. It's just crazy, you know. All my friends, the majority of my friends are single. I mean, you know, I add myself to that, to those numbers. But it's just sad that, you know, we're so, you know, we're so with our walls up because we're so afraid to allow to let someone in. And there's so many good men out there because not all men, you know, do that. There's a lot of great, great men that stand up for women's rights and don't believe in, you know, in that. But there's that other batch that sometimes it's not even their own fault. Sometimes they don't even realize they're doing it, you know. It's just something they were born with, or their society deemed that it was okay, so they're more macho. You know, it's really in our culture that, you know, the man dominates the woman, and if she gets out of order, she gets slapped. This is the 20th century. This is 2014. That doesn't work, not especially when 80% of the household is run by women, you know. So we need a little more respect, fellas, you know what I mean? And, you know, and if you don't, if you want those numbers to change, then step your game up. Stop complaining. Get out there and do something. Maybe you got to, you know, collect hands, work at McDonald's, whatever you need to do to be able to provide for your family, then do it, because that's when a man is respected. Not when you're sitting home all day and complaining about, oh, you can't get a job. but, you know, your remote don't get out your hand. It doesn't work like that. So shout out to all those women carrying everything on their back, man. I see you. I see you, sis. I see you. Just hold on, man. Just hold on. Just one more day. That's all I'm saying. Just hold on. Going into music. Be right back.
I like being independent. Not so much of an investment. No one to tell me what to do. Like being by myself. Don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold. Someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. To shut people out, I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. When it's cold, get that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So with your eyes.
Work with notice signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticeably quiet. So you break up the silence. Say you been at the gym, but the way that you look, can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Smashed too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl fucked up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist, cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Motivational Monday for your sexy host, Emma E2K. On President's Day, man, shout out to everybody that's on deck, that's listening, that's, you know, listening for the first time and don't know what Motivational Mondays is about. It's just basically, you know how you add sugar to your coffee? So you add me to your Mondays, and I try to sweeten up the rest of your week, if not your day. You know, everybody needs motivation and encouragement at one point or another. Even another motivator, because I have a lot of motivator friends that call me for motivation, as I call them when I need it. So, you know, a doctor can't cure or can't, you know, write recipes for themselves. So, you know, everybody needs motivation, even the motivator. So shout out to all those that have motivated me and all those that say that I motivate them. I mean, it's just the way it goes. I mean, we have to feed off each other's positive energy in order for everyone or anyone to be successful. You know, body of work, which has been a little over 30 years, not to be saying my age, even though my birthday's coming up, I've come across and I've worked with so many great people, so many shiesty people, so many greedy people, all sorts of people that were just about the money, people that were about the passion. You know, you learn how to deal with some levels, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I was able to learn that lesson in this industry, how shiesty, how shady people can be, and still not let them consume me to change me, you know. I still remain me. There's people that know me all my life and, you know, can vouch for that. There's people that can meet me today and see me again in 2 weeks or in a couple of years and still vouch for that because I stay true to myself. You know, you have to stay true to yourself. That's what keeps you sane in the, you know, in the craziness. You stay sane in the craziness by just staying true to yourself. And it sounds easy. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm never changed. I'm going to always be me. It's not that easy. Trust me, when you have all these different elements around you and people doing this and doing that and trying to sway you to do this and that, and sometimes what they're doing looks good and looks interesting, you know, like interesting enough that maybe you might want to try it. So, you know, you try it, then you get stuck. You know, you try it or you get addicted. You try it and then, you know, you're all depressed about it. So stay true to yourself in whatever industry you're in and life itself. Just stay true to who you are. You know who you are, and you know who you want to be. So be that. Don't be what the next person is doing just because they're doing it and it's working for them. Doesn't mean that it's good for you. You know what I mean? I mean, I like to see people jumping off planes. You will not catch me with a parachute jumping off a damn plane. You know, I don't care how exciting that looks. I'm not bungee jumping. There's certain things that I'm just not doing because I'm staying in my lane. I'm not good at that. I'm not going to do what I'm not good at. But if you have a passion for something, I mean a true passion, not a hobby, but a passion, to want to do whatever it is that you want to do, then I say go for it. Because it's that passion that's going to keep motivated and focused to do what you want. I've come across so many people that, you know, they started with me, and I don't see them after a year or two doing what it is that they said they were going to do. You know, it's just being consistent. Whatever you say you're going to do, do it. Be a person of your word. Because in life itself, you know, people judge you by how you show up. So if you show up as a person that's a bullshitter, trust me, that label will stick, and people will, from across the mile, will know what a bullshitter you are. But if you're a genuine person, if you're a trustworthy person, if you're a loyal person, you know, that will carry you through. People will see that. You know, people itself will be like, wow, this person is awesome or great, or, you know, in whatever circle they are surrounding, when your name comes up, you want people to say good things about you, not bad things. And then you'll notice, because there's 50 people saying something good, and here comes this one person like, well, I don't know, maybe he's a hater. There's got to be a hater somewhere. So, you know, people sometimes just, for no reason at all, just want to spew negative stuff. And they don't even have a reason or a clue. Like, if you stop to ask them, what is your reason for, you know, hating this person or not liking this person, they even really can't tell you. You know, they don't really have no justifiable reason. They just, you know, whatever. Maybe they want to be them, you know. Who knows? But, you know, all I'm saying is just, you know, find your purpose in life, which is not an easy thing. I'm still on my journey, you know, even though I've been doing what I've loved for, you know, for more than 20 years, for more than 30 years. I still continue on my journey because every day is something. I learn things every day, you know. I never claim to be perfect. You know, I welcome all these years and these anniversaries of my birthday because that just gives me more wisdom. And I just love to be wise. So I'm wise enough to go into commercial. I'll be right back.
Greetings, universe. This is God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, Bahamadia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
I apologize.
Don't apologize.
same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intense and shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. I'm blessed to be here yet another Monday. Shout out to all those that are just trying, that are just waking up every day and just feeling blessed that they open their eyes and they have another day to make either a change, to start again, a new beginning, to, you know, face changes. You know, not all the time change has to be a scary thing. You know, sometimes change is needed. You know, we sometimes kind of get accustomed or stay used to certain ways that we, you know, that we move, that we live in, our jobs, you know. And, you know, years pass and we kind of stay stagnated in our situation. Sometimes that life will shake us up a little bit, like, no, we need change. You know, whether it be change as far as whether it be from drinking coffee to tea, You know, there can be little changes, or it can be moving from moving to a different state, changing your hair color like I did. I went blonde. Hey, checking out to see if blondes have more fun. So for my birthday, you know, I went blonde. I cut my hair. Like, you know, I mean, those are my changes. You know, I already did the moving to a different state and doing all that. You know, Lord knows my life has always been one change after another. So right now I'm looking for stability. But there's some people that need some change. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of change. Welcome it. You know, see it as a lesson, as something that, you know, you walk out in faith to. You know, just check out your life and see everything that that you've accomplished, that you want to accomplish, and ask yourself, you know, is the way that you're living or the things that you're doing helping with that, you know, with that bigger goal that you have set for yourself, or, you know, where you see yourself. And you know what? And if you're really happy and content where you're at, then stay there. If they don't bother you, then you know what? Everybody has to seek, you know, their happiness the way, you know, they see it, the way they feel it, the way they're most comfortable, you know. I'm a person that I'm always on the go, I'm on the move, I'm always into something, I got to be doing something for somebody, and being stagnated is not the type of person that I am. Not to say if you are that you're a bad person, it's just, you know, everybody has their different purpose, their journey, like, or on different times. Sometimes people just need to go through certain things because they need to learn the lesson of that, and then they can keep going. You know, some people never learn it, and they say it. Shout out to Paper Mirrors. I keep doing your thing. Shout out to Infinite the Poet. Shout out to my Bronx people. Shout out to everybody that's up north, New York City, North Carolina, Virginia, ATL, all those people, Jersey, Philly, all those people that are experiencing all that cold and all that snow, like, it's been crazy. I'm team flip-flops, so... I'm team flip-flops. Shout out to everybody out in the Sunshine State. Yeah, we get a little cold, but listen, we're so blessed. I mean, look at the news. You know, check out all your feed on your Facebook and all that. You know we're blessed and we're doing a whole lot better. Shout out to all my sisters, all my soul sisters. Salute.
special ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Motivational Mondays with those sexy hoes, Emma E2K. Shout out to Special Ed. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. As a countdown to my birthday will be on Wednesday. And I want to be able to share it with all my queens and all my soul sisters. And I'm feeling some sort of way. So I want to leave this show tonight on a definitely upbeat. I mean, I always do. I'm always on fire, fired up. So here we go, soul sisters. You know, this is for my soul sisters that want to get white girl wasted.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
Oh.
Choker, I die.
What?
Rio Lady Mama.